So anyway, for people, we are not right, said Fred.
Yeah, for people who are like in their 50s, right, said Fred was a band in the early 1990s.
Who were deeply dippy.
Tell me no more, right, said Fred. Brilliant.
Liar.
Right. So anyway, and because now I don't have any hair, it's a long-standing joke that now I look like one of the right said.
I look like Casper.
I look like Voldemort in our chat. What the fuck?
I'm trying to think of bald people. Bald, scary old people.
Darth Vader without the mask?
Darth Vader without the mask. He
had a big gash on his head, though.
Yes. Like you did. Like you did throughout the 90s. Bella, we're doing Would You Rather. We're here at Bruv. Look at all the wonderful food we got. What are those balls?
These are limoncello balls.
Limoncello balls.
Homemade.
Homemade limoncello balls. Just put them in your mouth.
Exactly.
And feel the pop.
Go on, Tony. Put one in your mouth and tell us what that's like. Malcolm, put a ball in your mouth.
Mm. It's fuzzy.
It's fuzzy.
It's fuzzy. Yes. Like those photos. Nice.
Did you like it? Nice.
Oh, this is good.
And we got some wraps over there. I don't know what's in the wraps.
Oh, but they look delicious.
They look healthy.
Oh, these are really good.
I think it has limoncello.
It definitely has a lot of limoncello. That one, Annette, thank you, Annette, for making these a lot of limoncello.
Very nice.
We are playing Would You Rather here at Bruv all summer. We got Tony and Malcolm. This is the second time that they're on the show.
Yes, welcome back. Returned.
Yes. Some people only get one episode. People who we like get two episodes. Aww. So Also, sometimes we needed to fill out 12 episodes. So that's what it is. We're playing Would You Rather, Mala. I think last time we were here, Tony chose the first Would You Rather.
Yes. So let's start. Another Bruv homemade iced tea. Which one do you want? Oh, this is the aloe vera one.
It's the aloe vera. Yes.
It's got ginger in it.
Aloe vera.
Mala. See what we got.
Just pull one out.
Here we go. Would you rather find out that the person you've had sex with is your cousin?
That's normal goes.
Normal goes,
Or only be able to get hard / wet when someone plays La Habidu with the last.
Defeated it. I mean, it depends on your take on La Habidu with the last.
The sensuality of that song is underestimated. So.
I agree.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Since you're all men of the stage, can some one of you sing a chorus?
I meant that chorus called La Harbid with Fuitela. I said,
you should.
I mean,
can we clip that for the rest of the season? That'll be that's the promo right there.
It's the limoncello ball.
It's the limoncello ball.
Whatever is in that.
And oh my God, prosit, isn't it?
I would get jiggy to have it, all these things which are very, very textual.
Yes, that, yeah. And wins it on. La Habidu with La said, or what's the other one? Or find out the first thing she takes with was your cousin.
No. This cousin thing is...
You know what? No. You don't have any attractive cousins?
I do have, but I would opt for Lahan Bidwe as...
With Lasa, because you like Maltese culture, Maltese music.
It doesn't stipulate whether it's a second or third cousin, to be fair.
Leohart, Jay always tried to find the loophole to have sex
with
cousins.
Could be a very romantic. It could be a
romantic.
If there's a loophole involving sex, I'm finding it.
Yeah, there you go. It's Jay. So all of Jay's cousins, hi. Thank you for tuning in. Nana. So what are you doing? You having sex with a cousin or with a hybrid?
I did come close once, so I didn't know she was my cousin.
You didn't?
The first time I visited
Canada?
Malta.
Gozo?
1986. I was on holiday. I was 14, and I forgot. 13 or 14. And I met this girl at the Festa. First time at a Festa.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, you know? She's good. And my mom told me, you know she's your second or whatever cousin.
Oh, yeah, second cousin.
And I was like... It's a second cousin.
Yeah,
I had no idea. All I know is I didn't know this girl. She wasn't a first cousin, and she was hot.
Tell you, so...
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
No.
Nothing at that night.
Yeah.
Sorry. No,
10 years later.
10 years later. And here we got people with high foreheads. Mella, pull that one out.
No.
All right.
Orgasm vagina.
It's another...
Would you rather... Would you rather have a permanent orgasm face? Or a permanent orgasm voice.
Sorry, buddy.
Ooh, that's
sorry, buddy.
Ooh, can we save that one for another episode?
Sorry, buddy. Ton. Orgasm face, orgasm. What's your orgasm face? Can we see your orgasm face? It's your normal face.
It depends. Look at me.
Look at it. Tell you. And what's your orgasm voice?
Does it go high or low?
Oh, yeah. Be very silent.
Yeah, no, okay. Silent.
It depends. It depends.
Just fear.
Yeah, that's when I'm scary.
Fear.
Deer caught in the headlights.
That's when. This is a difficult
this
one.
This is a difficult one, yes.
I think I'll be okay with having both.
Well. In a perfect
order. Oh, man. You have to combine them, no? Like, if I have an orgasm face, then you have to combine it with an orgasm voice.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, very good. Good answer.
What about you? What about you, Malcolm? Permanent orgasm face or...?
I think an orgasm face is back in fashion now, you know? In the 90s, we had kind of Luke Perry,
Yes.
Is that your orgasm?
That's his orgasm.
Blue steel.
That's his orgasm.
It's a snip. Nothing more, though. Voice, Marsh. It can be quite intimidating.
Hello.
I'm
getting all caught on that one.
Make them useful as well. So I think I'll have both as well.
Yeah, both as well.
I was in a radio show locally. And it was all those educational shows where I was talking about Tempi or Shahajek.
And they had an orgasm voice?
This guy's talking. And the host, she's like, Isana, and I'm like, and let's talk about the Tempi for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And she's just listening. And every again, she just throws the noise, you know, like she's listening. And she's like, oh, Tempi, ki no one do mil hamis vit sena. And she's
okay.
I was like, you filmed it, Adi, or she really likes tempers.
Our producer just told us wrap, which I think he means the chicken wrap, or you want us to... Right, so we are done for yet another episode of Would You Rather. Thank you, Tawny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Malcolm. As a parting gift, you may have these bruv wraps.
Yes, hold on, Scott.
All right.
And Anton. And on that note, we'll see you next week. See you later. Bye!